Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing this week?
Doing great.
Good. This week, it looks like the topic that we're going to cover is diabetes treatment and side effects. Specifically, we're going to talk about the glitazones containing two commonly prescribed drugs, one rosiglitazone and the other pioglitazone. The glitazones as a class make the body's cells more sensitive to insulin so that more glucose ends up being taken up from the blood. The class of drugs are not usually used alone, but are an option to take in addition to metformin and any sulfonylurea. Now, the manufacturers of the drug rosiglitazone have recently advised us that a reanalysis of clinical trials have identified a small increase in the incidence of fractures in women taking the drugs, that is, compared to a control. The explanation for this is not been offered, but short-term placebo-controlled studies have found that the glitazones as a class are minimally effective in achieving better glycemic control, usually on average by about a reduction of about 1% when given at maximal doses. This week, Mark, you're going to take us on a tour of one particular study that looks at rosiglitazone and asks specifically, is there an increase in the risk of cardiovascular events in people that are taking this for diabetes? Is that right?
That's right. The glitazones have, and by the way, this was a study in the New England Journal that did receive quite a bit of press, and the glitazones have a bit of a checkered history. Troglitazone was taken off the market because of hepatotoxicity and a number of deaths back about probably 8-9 years ago. Another drug in that class never quite made it to market because some of the final studies showed that it increased the risk of cardiovascular events and MI. Rosiglitazone, which is better known as Avandia, was thought to be safe, but that was largely based on the results of short-term, short-duration studies submitted to the FDA. These studies were mainly designed to look at changes in blood sugar and not really powered to look for cardiovascular events or all-cause mortality. There's just an assumption, I think, among diabetologists that lowering blood sugar is always good, and that's really as far as we have to look, and I think that's changing, but it's still changing kind of slowly. In this meta-analysis, the authors pooled data from 42 smaller studies to see if use of Avandia increases the risk of MI or cardiovascular death. Since the studies weren't specifically designed to look at cardiac outcomes, most didn't describe really carefully how they evaluated cardiac outcomes or how these endpoints were determined. Most of the studies were fairly short, as I said. Probably the most common duration was about 24 to 28 weeks. Very few were more than a year in duration. They also tended to exclude patients who had a history of cardiovascular disease. The average age of patients was about 56 years, about half were men, and the average A1C was 8.2%. So it seems like a pretty typical group of diabetics other than not having a lot of heart disease in that group. The results showed a significant increase in the likelihood of MI. The odds ratio was 1.4, which corresponds to a 40% relative increase in risk. This was statistically significant. They also saw a trend toward an increased risk of deaths from cardiovascular causes. That was a 60% increase. The 95% confidence interval didn't quite reach significance, but it's certainly of concern. Now, the absolute increase in the risk of MI was small in the studies, only about 0.4%. But again, remember, these were short studies with diabetics who had few cardiovascular risk factors. If you look at a more typical group of diabetics, they're going to have a 20% risk of MI over about 10 years, and a 40% increase would take them from 20% to 28%. And that's a huge number of additional events if this holds up.
It's interesting. Again, it reminds us, doesn't it, what we really need to focus on are these patient-oriented outcomes. So is this a drug that we should stop using?
Well, I have never been a huge fan of this class because of the previous problems, because of the lack of evidence that it shows any change in either cardiovascular or other, you know, vascular events or all-cause mortality. With appropriate discussion with the patient, it's probably appropriate to consider it as a second or third line drug. There are some limitations to this kind of a meta-analysis. You know, you're using statistical methods to combine data. They happen to use what's called a fixed effects model, which is probably they should have used what's called a random effects model. A fixed effects model is going to maybe be a little more likely to find an effect than a random effects model. And that's sort of a technical thing, but these authors were out to find a problem, and so they used an analytic method that made it more likely to find a problem. So, you know, there are some larger studies out there, but, you know, even if you look at the other drug in this class, Actos, it had an increase in heart failure, you know, patients taken in a large trial. So it's not without problems either.
And there are some things, though, aren't there, that even without using glitazone that we can do to protect cardiovascular health and diabetes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what kills people with diabetes is heart disease and stroke. And we need to be doing everything possible to optimize those risk factors and not giving them drugs that increase those risks. So, you know, making sure that their LDL cholesterol is very well controlled, that their blood pressure is tightly controlled, that they're taking baby aspirin if they're a candidate for that, that they quit smoking, you know, they're exercising. Those are all things that we know will help them live longer and better lives.
Thanks, Mark. We look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a good week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.